for the FAA. If so, we'll just need to revise the grant application, and then NHGOT can go ahead and submit that. And we're hoping they can submit that, I don't know, Carol said, within the next week for the land acquisition. I assume pretty quickly for the AWOS project once we have better guidance from FAA on what we need for that reimbursable agreement. So that is moving forward. There's funding in place for that using the airport's BIL. Carol and Rick committed to using state apportionment funding for any sort of overages that are outside of the availability of BIL funding, which is great news. The land acquisition project, that's the one that Carol said by the end of this week, Chris, I think is what she said, on issuing a grant for that. That'll get the Airport Commission, or the Airport Authority, rather, reimbursed on the funding for that project. The power siting study, we are continuing to work on the power siting report. I met with representatives from FAA a couple weeks ago. Chris, you got an email this morning or yesterday from one of those individuals. I know she's got a lot on her plate, and I think just forgot that I was part of the team that was working on it. So we're all set with that. Everything that the airport needs to have filed at this point in time has been filed. Hoping to get the siting report finished up in early December. We are waiting on the OEAA report to come back before we finalize that. And there's a couple other pieces that are in the hands of the FAA that will go into this report. So once we get that, we'll have a siting report for the Airport Authority. I'll present that to you. It'll be more exciting than this update, and then we can sort of wrap that up and hopefully move forward with getting a construction grant for the tower in the future, which would be really cool. The final project on here is the runway center line crack sealing project. As part of our meeting with NACOT this morning, it was just really to confirm that there's enough funding in place moving forward into fiscal year 2025 for that. There is, the FAA has announced the second to last round of BIL funding. The airport has $282,000 coming to it as part of that BIL. Bipartisan Infrastructure Law Funding Program, which is great news. Plus, we have the non-primary entitlement fund, so we're all set to move forward with that project. It does need to be rebid. I've got Mark with me here, so if I misspeak, just let me know. It looks like we're looking to get that project out to bid starting December 2nd, which would then end on December 20th. That positions us really well to get a grant submitted for fiscal year 2025. And hopefully get that work started in early spring, pending issuance of a grant from NACOT. So if there's any questions with any of those projects, I'm happy to answer
them. Just a couple of things.
How much have we spent so far on the AWOS?
I don't have that in front of me. I want to say, because we did the design work on that, I want to say we're somewhere in the neighborhood of like $80,000 on that, if my memory serves. I'd have to look at my financials on that.
Okay. So that's basically exposure at this point. We haven't gotten funding.
It's exposure for Gale Associates right at this point in time, yeah.
Okay, so we haven't, we're not on the hook for that right now.
You are not.
Okay. Tower site, this is a clerical thing. What is OEAAA?
That's the construction evaluation and airspace something. So anytime where, so in the case of the tower siting study, we had the two locations that we identified that the airport went through the exercise with FAA to determine, you know, the best location for it in terms of height, visibility and all that stuff. What we do is we take those coordinates and you enter those with some additional information into that OEAAA system, and the FAA actually makes an airspace determination to make sure that you're not going to conflict with any of the Part 77 services or operational standards at the airport. So it's an exercise to make sure you're not going to conflict with basic operations there at the airport.
What's Part 77?
Part 77 is the federal regulation that dictates all of those imaginary surfaces that you'll hear us talk about from time to time, like your primary surface, transitional surface, the approach surface aircraft coming and going. It sort of dictates those imaginary surfaces for the type of airport that you are.
Isn't it, just as a general question, you know, there's this, I've learned recently that, well, I kind of knew it, all the traffic is routed over the east side or northeast side of the road, not the runway. And it's, but basically, the primary purpose is because they can't see the other way. The tower can't see that going in, over that side of the, where am I? Yeah, that side. Is this tower relocation, if it happens, is that considering the idea that we could probably move some of the traffic over there?
It was one of the primary reasons we did this, Dave, was because of the obstructions.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that my memory was the same. Okay.
It's actually based on that exercise that we did, that nothing was struck in it.
Nothing.
It's
zero.
Wide open, and you can see.
And they also, when we were doing that study, there was a whole team of people from the FAA on this, and as we were doing all this, there was a couple of guys in the back, I don't know who they were, but they were like, we talked about the Part 77, and basically the OEAA is a formality in this, because they saw no issues whatsoever with it, they indicated during the study.
Right.
So it's just a long, arduous process to get a 7460-1 approved with the FAA.
Okay. Other runway crack sealing, my recollection is that there was thoughts about splitting this into two pieces. You know, renovation or reclamation of the surface, and then the crack sealing, two different pieces.
So yeah, so it was
hard finding somebody that would want to do both.
Yeah, there was the crack sealing piece, there's the rubber removal, and then remarking of this project.
I think he's referring to the RSA repairs.
Yeah.
So you know, Dave, we've already accomplished that.
Done.
I got that done.
Okay,
already.
The RSA piece is already taken care of.
Yes.
So this is,
zero cost to the airport or anybody.
Okay. You know a guy here. So basically now this is strictly track sealing the runway, track sealing and painting.
Correct.
Nothing to do with the
everything right on the runway. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Anyway. So that was, my understanding was that was the issue, that was the client told me to do both.
It was.
It was a problem. Okay. So Dave, getting back to the OEAA stuff, if you want, you can subscribe to periodic rollups.
No, thank you.
I just thought I'd put that out there.
Your inbox won't get full of it or anything.
We can forward all the junk mail we get today, too, from this.
Yeah, well, you do that, and I'll start throwing some bad abuse and gas me that
shit. Any other questions this evening for Matt? Okay, moving along. Committee, still none. Whole business, Infinity Aviation, Hangar Development, and Greg, welcome.
Hey, guys. How are you doing? We're doing great. What I can share with you guys is that we are very far along in securing some long-term tenants for the new facility, which is a bit of a prerequisite for some of the FBA underwriting that I'm doing. And there isn't, what I want to ask you guys about is actually on your new business, which is this idea of going to meetings every other month. There was a possibility, although it's remote, that I might need something in the December meeting. If you guys decide to not do a December meeting and need something, can we do it for December meeting? I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's more of a January meeting thing. But.
So the short answer is yes.
Okay.
We can do that. We can even organize a meeting between the normal monthly meetings if some piece of urgent business comes up.
Yeah, we're not going to give you away.
Yeah. That was my only concern. Sure. We're just at that point where I may need something, but I don't. I think when I counted the amount of business days between now and the end of the year, and I came up with the number 20, I decided that it's probably likely that we'll get kicked in January. I don't know if anybody else has done that math, but it's 20. And that includes tomorrow.
20, yeah, okay.
Yeah. But everything is going, the overall picture is everything's actually going very well.
When do you think you can have shovels in the ground?
I was hoping to have shovels in the ground. I originally was hoping to have shovels in the ground before the end of the year, but now we
certainly hopeful that we'll have shovel in the ground in the spring.
So March, April kind of thing?
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, well, I'm not going to hold it to it.
But no, I get it, but that's listen, the time is now. Anecdotally, I'll share with you guys that there is very real activity happening in Bedford. They're upping their rates effective January significantly. That sort of imposing some pretty hefty percentage hikes on several of the hangars. The amount of calls that have come in from Bedford tenants has increased probably, say, three or four fold in the past month alone. Some of that tire kickers, but there's real conversations taking place about people making moves.
I've always said this place could be a water bearing.
Yeah.
I feel it's a very short sighted decision of not moving the Alpha taxiway. That may get behind that. But if that taxiway is moved, we'd have a lot more space to put more hangers in.
Yeah, I think we're going to be okay with what's on the short term.
Yeah. Okay.
There is something about having too many.
No, I know.
The issue that we have here, you guys have heard me say this in other years, is the type of hangers we have
right.
are the problem.
Yeah.
Just these new generations of aircraft are just, it shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
And you're seeing more and more of them on the road. They're not going to get any smaller.
Right.
Do you have an anticipated planning board date?
Honestly, no. I know. I mean, I'm in funding mode right now, so. But that'll be nice.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
So we got the Greg part.
Yep, and the next is the aviation.
Where are we on that?
And I's ghosting us. I will share that I heard from somebody when I was up in Greenville, Maine. The seaplane fly-in, and he mentioned that he's going flying with a friend, and I said, who's that? And he said it was Nye, and I said, well, have him give me a call, because he hasn't returned my calls, and I have not heard back from him, but this person also indicated that Nye has, to the best of his knowledge, taken an interest in another business, and is no longer interested in doing this. I also spoke with Scott from Gale Associates yesterday, the gentleman that was doing all the civil engineering for Greg and Anaya Aviation, and he indicated that he did have a discussion with Nye not too long ago, and Nye said that he lost four of the eight Honda jets that were supposed to be produced and managed and housed here at Nashua. So I think the writing's on the wall that he's no longer interested in this project. Can't say for sure because I can't get him to respond to me.
Greg, is that affecting your business? You guys were going to supposedly split costs.
Water, sewer, will it affect what we do? No, it won't affect what we do. It may become a discussion going on. But it won't affect what we do. The water sewer for what I call our phase one is probably going to come from this direction anyway.
Okay.
He needed, he sort of needed me more than I needed him to be blunt. I know that I have to put water and sewer around the corner. But it won't affect him.
Okay.
In fact, what I will say is it may affect in a positive way for me, honestly, in my opinion, for the airport, it may affect how we want to develop phase two, and it may shift. Because as it stood, the way that we were looking at how we were going to arrange these buildings for that phase two project, because of his project, I don't really think they were going in an ideal fashion for the way the ramp was. I mean, I think it was, you guys can remember where the picture was, it was encroaching on the Alpha taxiway, and it was going out that way pretty far. So if he's not going to develop that land, may shift the way that we want to develop that second phase. Did he?
You want any more?
What you're saying, Greg, is that we can now move further south.
Yeah, well, we built two things that were maybe kind of parallel to each other, just further down.
Maybe a phase four even.
Yeah.
Sign them up.
Anyway, but it won't. It doesn't affect us in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, speaking of development out there, what's going on with the Tamplivy building?
Nothing. There was a lot of interest from his tenants to acquire the building, and every time I've spoken with these people, they're like, they've not heard any more from him. Don't know if he's decided to just hold on to the building, or several people have spoken with him about purchasing it.
Jim's been tied up. Don't interpret anything too much because there's other things going on that he's doing.
Well, I'm not interpreting anything. I'm just stating that the facts are that these people are interested, and they told me they have not heard back from
him. But my point is that does not necessarily translate into he's not interested in selling it.
Yeah, you're curious. This brings us to new business. I asked Susan to put this item in here. This was mentioned briefly last month, but I wanted to bring it up for discussion. Moving our business meetings to a bi-monthly format. The justification being that in any given month, we don't have a ton of new things to tackle. We're approving reports, and we're listening to, we're listening to Chris give his report, to our engineer give their report, that could be consolidated. And, so I just wanted to bring this up for discussion, and what do people think about that? And I don't mean just the directors. I mean anybody who would like to speak up here. But Brian, I will put you on the spot. I'll start with you. What would you think about a bi-monthly?
Yeah, I think it would be easier, to I spoke before a group recently about what it's like to serve a nonprofit board, the Leadership Grade in Nashua. And it was interesting when we were comparing different boards and sizes of boards, and this board's only 5 people. So it's a lot easier, and I think probably easier than to get commitments. It's like, okay, we're going to meet every other month. Then we might find it easier to actually be able to commit that, that's going to be important. Those are all going to be important meetings. So I'm supportive of it. And also, the flip side of that is, given that we're a small board, it's relatively easy to pull a meeting together when we need to. And I think we're all cognizant that I'm supportive of making sure that we meet when we need to in order to get the business of the airport done.
Sure. And that goes to your concern, Greg. That it's like if something comes up and you need a decision from the board, we can make that happen. Joe, any thoughts?
Yeah, I think I probably brought it up originally after talking with Susan one day in the office and signed some checks, and she was kind of joking about it. I think it was actually maybe right after Brian's record holding meeting.
Thank you for remembering
that. Yeah, it just seemed like there's several of us here that can remember the days when these were like, WWE events where people were here for hours and there was always some drama going on. But we've long since surpassed all that thanks to our great team. So, I think that's a fair point. We do a lot of perfunctory kind of stuff that's fine, but it can definitely be, economized, I think, in a bi-monthly schedule. And again, just to reinforce the point of we have a history of being calling meetings, special meetings, in an afternoon, quick if we need to, so it's not the flexibility there, so.
Yeah, we do have to give a bit of notice so that, the public can come attend if, people have a concern about what is to be discussed. We can still get something done in short order.
Right.
David, do you have any thoughts?
Certainly, has been, I guess, I can't speak too much, so I've having missed barely 4 meetings.
That also helped the case,
by the way.
Yeah, Jay, but it would only be 2 meetings.
I don't think it was 4 meetings. I know September, I don't get meetings yet. Easier is not always better. It would be easier, 6 times a year instead of 12. But also, there's been a lot of moving pieces going on. You know, I know you just said, okay, yeah, we're listening to Chris, we're listening to the Yale folks, and we do this report. But it's important that that oversight on what's going on here be more contemporaneous, than not. You know, just because we're not, you know, we're not in a WWE environment, doesn't mean that, you know, we have to, we can kind of offload our fiduciary and other responsibilities to just meet, you know.
I don't think anybody's implying we're trying to offload them. I think we're trying to say that we have a very good system going here, and maybe we can always go back to monthly meetings, but the idea that having...
But then who decides what is it, who decides how much data, who decides how big this agenda has to get before we have a meeting? Or before we call them, let's say, you know, I don't know, I just worry that we're going to lose touch of what's going on here. If it's not, you know, I mean, it's the downside of having a good team. You know, Chris is doing a great job. Engineering folks are doing a great job. You know, Susan, the whole crew is doing a great job. But I don't know. I mean, that's the downside. That's the upside to needing to have a meeting every 2 weeks or every month. You know, because I know this board, not me particularly, but this board has been in situations where there has to be a meeting every month, and put out a whole bunch of fires and all that other nonsense that was going on. But I just want to be sure that, you know, I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm just saying we've got to be very careful that, you know, it's a balancing act, that we don't lose track of what's going on here on a more contemporaneous basis. That's all.
Okay. Jessica, do you have thoughts on this?
I would say that I agree with both the sentiments. I think Dave brings up a really good point about the regularity and having the consistency and oversight, even though, of course, the NAA team is amazing. There is something good about wanting an in-touch board. I also agree with the positions from everybody else just regarding the fact that this maybe is more of an exercise in some ways, you know, when there's not too much going on. I would propose the following. I would say that if we want to try this, we could vote on it to just do it for calendar year 2025 with a sunset clause. So we just try it for a year or maybe 6 months. And if it seems like it's not a good cadence, then we just go back to the year. We'd have to, you know, re-vote if we wanted to extend doing the meetings every other month. And maybe we do that where we just do that every year, right? Say the status quo will be bi-monthly, you know, as long as the board keeps voting for that. So that would be my one recommendation. And then the second part would be related to some of the business for leases. You know, Susan is obviously keeping track of all that, and folks are wanting to get their leases reauthorized. And I'm just wondering if there's a way that we could do that process that would be a little bit easier and maybe a little bit more tactical instead of waiting for the monthly meetings or even the bi-monthly meetings if we move to that. That would be really the only major business that we see regularly that needs to be addressed. And I think our constituents deserve to have those things addressed quickly. So those would be my two comments, the leases and figuring out how to do that more dynamically, and maybe a sunset clause on this if we decide to move forward.
So that's a good point, Jess, on the leases. But with that said, I would think, I know that Susan, you've revamped the process quite a bit, and so you're going to know 2 or 3 months ahead of time.
And most of them have been
done.
Yeah.
Renewal isn't until the year
2020. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. We're kind of done those.
Yeah. I mean, right. So. So that's something. But one of the things I wanted to ask too, but maybe even a further meeting in the middle kind of thing, is can we get the airport management report and the engineering report sent to us anyway on the off month. So we're not going 2 months without knowing what the hell is
going
on.
So I don't get a month off for this,
no? No, you don't get anything off.
Well, Dave, that's not a problem, because I can assure you nothing is going to change in how we manage the airport.
No, I'm not suggesting it will.
I'm just saying, I can get you that report, no problem.
So it's all about, to me, it's all about staying informed. It's all about communication. Greg came today. That's awesome. We'd love to hear what's going on there. But he's the only one in the public today. Do we need to have this meeting today? But for Greg, probably not. Do we need to have a public meeting? But I still like the idea of going through the reports and seeing them.
I guess
we're talking
about PFAS
tonight. And seeing
the AAA.
So how about this? So in the bylaws, it says under regular meetings that a vote of the directors, the authority meeting may be canceled with prior notice.
Right.
So maybe we essentially, because to change bi-monthly means we need to change our bylaws.
Right.
Maybe instead we take a year and we essentially, ahead of time, pre-cancel a bunch of meetings. And it also allows, we got to figure out the best way to do it cadence-wise so that we do it close enough to the meeting that, you know, we know if there's anything coming up, but also far enough in advance that we can all plan our lives.
That was the idea of trying to buy monthly. Right. The way you try it out, it doesn't work.
You know, like December, do you have any idea how soon you'll know whether...
I am almost... The answer to your question is I'll know the first week of December. I'll know by the first week of December, whether or not it's in third week, right? So I'll know by the 6th of December, for sure.
Can I make a motion that we don't have a meeting in December unless he needs one?
Well, the other way around. We just status quo, and then if he doesn't meet us...
We generally don't meet in December anyway.
Right. We're going to meet you for dinner.
So if I may make a suggestion, to the point of the bylaws, what would happen if, you know, so one is supposed to have their request in a week prior to the meeting, right? So you're going to at least know a week prior what it would be on the agenda. So if the chair said, hey, there's nothing but routine stuff on the agenda, we're going to kick this till January.
The public doesn't need it.
And that doesn't violate the bylaws. You can almost set that as a precedent and just do it every other month. You know, so then February 8th, there's nothing on the agenda but routine stuff. We're going to kick the meeting.
Yeah, I think Brian's point, though, makes it a little more tough to plan.
It's fine, but sure, it makes your planning.
I guess my point in bringing it up originally was we have such little going on in general, we could theoretically economize it probably pretty easily because we know enough ahead of time, and if we needed to do a special meeting or something for a certain thing like this upgrade, that could be done. I didn't really have any concerns myself over staying in touch or oversight or anything like that. It seemed to be really a...
I think a motion we skip the December meeting.
Yeah, I think Chris brings up the point that we traditionally take the December off.
I think this has been brought up and it's good. It's a good thought process, but I think to go ahead and change bylaws at this point, which is usually a permanent kind of thing, you don't just change bylaws on a wind blowing. And so I'd rather leave the bylaws alone and simply address it more administratively. And if we want to, say, okay, oh, by the way, I know now we're not going to meet in January. That's okay. We can do that. That kind of thing.
So
we have to figure out the mechanism for that, though.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Mechanism for what?
I think what Greg said was...
Hold on. What's the mechanism
we're
for what?
To decide when a meeting should be held or...
Yeah, we need to come up with that mechanism of how far...
When we make that call and what the criteria is,
And who makes the call?
If issues aren't time critical, I think is the biggest mechanism. If you have something that's time critical, like Greg needs something, then we have to meet.
If you're going to do that anyway, why can't you just do it every meeting? Like for instance, this meeting you're voting about, you guys about December. Do it, right? And then when you come January, at the end of the meeting, you say, let's make a vote about February, and you just keep doing it perpetually.
Yeah,
as long as you establish you're going to get together when there's a need, then it all kind of goes up the window anyway, right? But you don't, but you've made the commitment, but you become flexible on that date, right? So that date doesn't necessarily have to be the third Wednesday, it can be the second Tuesday or the third Friday.
Right. I think that's a good point, because, you know, it's like, if we're going to vote to say not meet in December, I mean, we have to do that here tonight.
Then done.
You know, there's a quorum of directors present. We can switch that up if there's going to be business, you know, to discuss. We reconvene in January, and during, the, you know, like toward the end of that meeting, we can meet in February. I think that would be a reasonable format. We can give that a trial run. I agree with the sentiment that we don't change our bylaws willy-nilly or on a whim. So
it also has the benefit of people get out there that's what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
And so people will become it'll become a rhythm, so that they'll be able to come in and say, hey guys, I need you next month or something like that.
Then also, if it rubs someone the wrong way, I would invite them to talk to one of us, talk to Chris, you know, talk to Susan and say, hey, you know, like, no, I really, you know, it's like, I really like it that you met every month.
Is there an RSA or something that dictates the lead time on the way to cancel a meeting, or how much public notice in advance do you need that?
Not for canceling.
I think the canceling it can happen that day, because when we don't have a quorum, then we don't.
And what about the other way around? What about if you're announcing a meeting? How much in advance?
Well, emergency meetings can be called at any time. We just have to post it,
right,
which we've done in the past.
Right.
So we immediately went out and posted it in the two public locations, put it on our e-blast. We put it on the website. So we cover all those bases.
Yeah, we have to be careful because right now on our website and other places, I don't know where, but at least on our website, it says we meet monthly on the third Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can change
that. We can fix that.
But and how do we fix it? What do we say instead of that?
Meeting should be held the third Wednesday of the month. Check the website.
Unless otherwise determined or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think that
well, like Brian just read the bylaw that states
right. That
you can cancel the meeting.
Right, so that's the bylaw. Right? That's not what the public
right.
is seeing. The public is seeing is the stuff that's on our website.
No, I get it.
I would propose that when we're going to vote on meeting in December tonight, I believe, when we meet in January, if we decide not to meet in February, then we would get that on the website, maybe even an email blast. Just let people know.
What do you think, Susan? Could you get well on the details of all that stuff, leases and numbers? What do you think about going 2 months? Or
personally, I bowl on Wednesday, so I miss my bowling night when I'm here. No.
Okay.
Well, there you have it.
Bowling? Did you say bowling?
There you have it.
I agree with both of you. Like, I agree with being in touch with what's going on all the time, because it's just, it's a good thing. But I also, it does make sense that if I also sent you a monthly packet every week and you have questions, I don't think that we should cancel the meeting right away. Like, I don't think in January we should cancel February's meeting.
Okay.
I think that when you get the monthly packet and you look at it, or when I do it and see there's nothing going on, I would cancel it at that time.
Well, Greg's brought up a point that everybody has to have any kind of agenda item.
A week ahead.
So that's what, if there's nobody sending stuff in.
So again, if things aren't time critical.
Right.
But I would not cancel them at the meeting. I would cancel them
at
the first week of the next month.
Yeah. Okay. Including the decision on December then.
December's the holiday, so I guess we kind of always just cancel December.
And there's nothing wrong with advance notice, which is what you're trying to do.
Because it is the holidays, and we've always on that one, but I think going forward.
And she's bowling.
Okay.
I'm bowling.
She's bowling.
Just where are you bowling?
She's the bowling champion, too, by the way.
What's
that? I said, you're the bowling champion.
I am.
Well, folks,
the public has a dinner date.
All right.
The public's not leaving.
You leave, you're pointless. You got to stay. You're the whole reason for having this
meeting. Meeting is canceled in perpetuity.
Everybody have a great Thanksgiving.
Apparently,
good Christmas.
Yeah. Let us know if you need us.
I will. I'm going to answer my question. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Everything. I appreciate it. All right.
Good
night.
Yeah, you guys are
trying
to get through your one of the
things.
Yeah, but the public stuff now.
Yeah, yeah. The blue piping
and those oversized stylish shoes. The
Woody Harrelson outfit?
I know. I do have my own blue shoes, but they're
called. Was that
Kenton? They do not look like any blue. Penton again. I do Duckton. Yeah. Which is mixture between Penton. It's Penton, but.
So anyway, I apologize for bringing this stuff. No, you thought the P-Fox. I think that we should not cancel it during the meeting.
Give it to the first week or the end of the first week of the next month, and if I see anything looks that there's nothing going on, Christmas, there's nothing going on, I think that's at that point that we can let you know.
I can quiet that.
So we'll look for an unfiltered opinion from you guys. Like, here's the thing,
yeah.
Nothing going on,
right.
We recommend or whatever.
And again, if there's something that's time critical, we're going to meet, whether it be a special meeting, an emergency meeting, or whatever. We've always been able to put that together.
But I think it's important that those reports continue.
I will continue to do a monthly report.
Financial statements, financial stuff,
yes.
Engineering stuff, and management stuff. Yes. I think that's important to keep that going.
Instead of a share drive and just post the stuff so that we can just grab it
right.
Whatever we want.
Sure. No meeting, you'll get our update.
We can just walk to your check when it comes.
Okay, now we'll do it every month, Tom. We'll keep meeting every month.
We'll go by.
Can we move forward with that, with the cancel?
Sure.
Okay.
So motion to cancel the December's meeting has been moved and seconded. This would be another roll call vote, Chris?
Chairman Woods.
Yes.
Treasurer Heath.
Sure.
Director Duquette.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Locke.
Yes.
Secretary Holland.
Yes.
Okay. Motion is carried.
Pending Greg's need.
Pending Greg's need, yes. Thank you. So with that, well, the public just left. After public input, but the public just left.
Danny's a Nashville resident. He may want to speak his public too.
Yeah, take your deal out. Okay, you can go for it.
No, I think I don't have anything right now.
Good answer.
Good answer. And the directors have already made a ton of comments. Okay. I'll give Jessica last refusal for director's comment.
I'm going to say something about PFAS, just kidding. This has been a great year, so if we are not meeting in December, I just want to say for the closeout for 2024, I'm grateful to the board. It's a pleasure to serve with you. I'm so grateful to Chris and Susan and everybody that's on the NEA that supports the airport every day. We couldn't do any of this without you, and you're doing a great job. So look forward to what positives there are to come in 2025. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Jessica, can I say one thing here? Just on my calendar, I noticed that your term is up in December. Is that correct, Jessica?
That is correct. Farrell sent me the process for working with Alderman to basically request a renomination with the mayor. So it's on my long list of things to do and get done this week.
Okay.
To send that off. And I will be in town Action will be there the first week of December. I don't recall when the Alderman meetings are, but if there's a need for me to come to the City Hall, we can come.
Okay, just making sure that you are aware.
I am aware. I should have addressed it maybe a month ago, but it's on my short list now.
Are we supposed to know when I'm done?
I tried. I'll let you know.
Yeah, the city hasn't been 100% reliable in doing that. But, you know, to the extent that, you know, like no one is running to replace you,
you can remain.
You can remain. Okay, so with that, we're going to adjourn the non-public pursuant to RSA 91A-B2A, the dismissal promotion or compensation of any public employee. You can blame me for this too. I will also ask Chris and Susan to please excuse us, for this discussion. And move to adjourn the non-public. Okay, and this is another roll call vote.
Okay, Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Meeting is adjourned.